The Peony Pavilion is one of China's most famous operas, but do you have, say, 22 hours to spare? Well, that's how long uncut performances of this romantic 16th century work can run. Now, Chinese composer Tan Dun, who's best known for his Academy Award-winning score for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, has adapted the work into a slightly more accessible 75 minutes. His version will be performed beginning tonight in the Astor Court, a replica of a Chinese garden at New York's Metropolitan Museum. Jeff London reports.
When the Peony Pavilion was written in 1598, there were no theaters or opera houses in China. So this drama, which takes place in a garden, was actually staged in one, says composer Tan Dun.
So the garden became their live stage, actually, to present the writing, poetry, music, and opera.
A few years ago, Tan Dun found himself having tea in a garden outside of Shanghai, listening to the birds and insects, and he had an epiphany.
And I suddenly realized, maybe we should take this interesting garden opera, come back to today. I said, I want to do a garden opera in this garden.
That production was a big hit in Shanghai and played to sold-out crowds every weekend in the garden for 2 years. Asian art curator Maxwell Hearn saw it there and convinced Tan Dun to bring the Peony Pavilion to New York to stage it in the Metropolitan Museum's indoor Chinese garden. Hearn says Tan Dun has taken this masterpiece and distilled it to its essence.
The full-scale opera is 55 scenes. But Tan Dun has excerpted the romantic core of the opera.
The Peony Pavilion is a love story that transcends time and space, explains Hearn. It contains both dreams and supernatural elements. The heroine, Do Lin Yang, falls asleep in her family garden and has a vivid dream of falling in love with a handsome young scholar, Liu Mengmei.
When she wakes up, she is possessed by this dream's imagery. She pines away after her dream lover until she dies.
After she dies, her dream lover stops in the garden while he's traveling to take his civil service exam. He sees the heroine's portrait and falls in love with it.
And her ghost visits him. They again have a wonderful romantic encounter. And then she persuades him that she is actually buried in the garden and that if he will only disinter her, she can return to life. He digs up her corpse and it's miraculously preserved. She comes back to life.
Tan Dun has written both new music and adapted the original score, which is being performed by a small ensemble of period instruments, bamboo flutes, a Chinese lute, and a percussion ensemble. And in centuries-old kunchu style, both men and women sing in high falsetto voices. Tan Dun says the style suits the ghostly, transcendent love story.
The Chinese kunchu opera, so detailed, so silky, so sensitive, and so erotic sometimes, dreamlike, and it's perfect sort of artistic format for resurrection stories, soul touchings, and love through decades, through different lives.
For the presentation at the Metropolitan Museum, Tan Dun has brought the outdoor sounds of the garden indoors. He and his colleagues have recorded hundreds of hours of audio and have created a sound installation for the audience so they can hear the wind and the water and the insects.
And we also have China birds, Shanghai birds, Beijing birds, all kind of live from that land, the faraway land, place it in a sort of a surrounding sound system, and from this window and that corner, you hear the birds around.
Curator Maxwell Hearn, who has put together an 8-room exhibit on Chinese gardens which surrounds the Astor Court, says the live audience for the Peony Pavilion will be limited.
The one challenge we have is the garden is very small, and the fire code prevents us from having more than 50 individuals in the garden as an audience because of the number of people who are in the performance itself.
But audiences around the world will be able to experience the Peony Pavilion's ancient romantic charms live this evening in streaming video on the Metropolitan Museum's website and on demand starting tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
And to get a link to that video stream that Jeff just mentioned, to see pictures of the Peony Pavilion and also hear some music from the opera, you can go to our website, npr.org.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, edited by Renita Jablonski, David McGuffin, and Chuck Holmes. Our editorial staff includes Jessica Smith, Shanita Anderson, Jordana Hochman, Laura Krantz, Maeve McGoran, Arnie Seipel, and Kenya Young. With Nina Gregory and Arzu Rizvani here at NPR West.
Our senior supervising editors are Kitty Eisley and Shannon Rhodes. Our executive producer is Madalika Sika. The executive editor of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman, and it was arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.